Moving on with the top five, Human Rights Watch has condemned Israel's forced transfer of Bedouin families in the occupied West Bank, calling it, quote, a prosecutable war crime. Israeli forces have demolished property built by the Palestinian Bedouin in the Jordan Valley. UN sources say 10 families, including 16 children, were forced out. Israeli troops then manhandled a group of European diplomats trying to deliver tents to residents of the demolished homes. Since the beginning of 2013, Israel has destroyed more than 500 Palestinian-owned properties in the occupied West Bank and in East Jerusalem Al-Quds. Over 860 people have been displaced. Hannah Qassis is our correspondent who joins us to tell us more about this. Hannah Qassis, I'm not too sure which one should deserve more news, whether the European diplomats who were manhandled or those families, 10 families, including 16 children. Both should actually be weighed in on this. Tell us more about what has occurred.
Well, these diplomats were manhandled simply because they were trying to do their job, which is provide emergency assistance to displaced people. The village of Makhoul was destroyed by Israeli forces. When the International Committee of the Red Cross went to deliver tents to these people who now have no homes, no tents, nothing, they were sent back. They were stopped and sent back by Israeli forces, so the humanitarian aid could not reach those in need. And then later on, the diplomats tried again to deliver this emergency aid, but were stopped and manhandled. A French diplomat was actually dragged out of a truck that had the emergency aid for these Palestinians. Israeli forces also, according to a Reuters reporter, fired sound bombs at the diplomats. It was really a sad sight to see. I mean, while walking there, I could see through the rubble medicine for these Palestinians, pictures of the families, even medicine for the cattle that they have, because when their communities are destroyed, everything they have is gone. These people live in those tents. They actually own the land as well and have deeds for this land. And they're making their living off of the sheep that they have, off of grazing, and that's how they make their livelihood. But when Israel demolishes all of these structures, they lose their home, they lose the stables for their sheep and their livelihood. They don't have anything left after these demolitions. And it's actually, it's becoming quite a trend now for Israel, especially during August. And actually, in the past 20 years, since the signing of the Oslo Accords, Israel has demolished over 15,000 Palestinian structures. And those numbers are increasing on a daily basis.
And not to mention 500 of these structures or Palestinian-owned properties have occurred in terms of the destruction in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem Al-Quds. Hannah Qassis, tell us, legally then, if they are Palestinian-owned, I would assume they have a title or a deed to the land. Do they have any legal reasons or any legal justification here to move, to make their claim in any type of court there, or is it a lost cause when it comes to dealing with Israel and its army or security forces?
It is a lost cause because according to supposed Israeli law and according to international law, this should not be happening. These people are being forcefully displaced. And according to the Oslo Accords, this is happening in Area C, which Israel still has full military control. So according to international humanitarian law, Israel is obliged to provide services for these people, not to ransack their homes and kick them out of it. But what Israel does in these circumstances is that any land, according to their laws, that cannot be taken over by Israel, the people have to stay. But unless that land is described as a military zone, then Israel supposedly has the right to kick off the people living there from their land and from their homes. So what they do is make many Palestinian areas in Area C, they classify that as a closed military zone in order to kick out the Palestinian inhabitants, and a few years later hand over these confiscated lands, supposedly military lands, to settlers to expand the settlements and to make their businesses there. So that's how it's been, especially in the Jordan Valley.
Thank you very much for that. Hannah Qassis, correspondent, talking to us from occupied Ramallah.